Ron Van Dam. He doesn't need this podcasting gig. He's got all that money coming from that deposed Nigerian prince. Should be here any day now, and then he's kissing you suckers goodbye. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm the one in the middle. I'm the one in. Look, see, I'm waving to you. That one is me. You can rest assured, rest easy, that I look like nobody in your family. How you doing? How's everything going? I'm really concerned. Are you doing all right? Do you need some help? Do you want me to form an intervention with all of your friends? No? Okay, I offered. Why is it when people have book club meetings, it always involves wine and nothing to do with the book that everybody was supposed to read? Because it's not a book club meeting, it's an alcoholics, you know what it is. Some so-called friends of mine said, Ron, let's play golf and then go down to the clubhouse and have some beers afterwards. And I said, why don't we just not play golf and just have the beers? Because isn't that what we're talking about? All right. That's enough. Fade it out. There you go. Well, I hope you're doing well. Well, I went to one of those little, what do you call them? A craft fair. I don't know what that meant. There were just a lot of tables with crap on them, and they were selling the crap, and it was a craft fair. It really should have been called Come See All the Crap I Made, and if you want to buy it, it's on the table. It's basically people sitting behind a table with the public walking by, looking at it, glancing at it, and then they keep going. It does nothing for your ego or to make yourself feel good. To display your stuff, people just glance at it and keep going. Oh, no good, now I feel better. What a wonderful opportunity this was, this craft fair. But they did have one table, one little booth where it was a face painting, presumably for kids. I don't think, women do face painting every day. What am I talking about? There's something bizarre about seeing a child walking around, like a five-year-old child, walking around with their face painted like it's normal. It's just, there's something very cultish about it. I expect them to like start drawing a pentagram on the ground and or get a Ouija board out. There's something odd. Children with face painting look like they're like devil worshippers or something at a very young age. It's just, there's something horribly wrong about it. Why would you put paint on your face? It's supposed to go on your house, not on your face. these little kids walking around looking like tiny miniature bozos. It's just so like they're circus clowns. Like all the kids came out of one car. It's very bizarre to see a child walking around with the face painted. I can understand painting your nails. They're just little nails. I mean, I don't even know why we've got to paint those things. Who came up with that? Who came up with getting my nails done? Who came up with that? Men don't have their nails done. If they do, it's clear. It's a clear coat turtle wax thing. But women, they've got to be pink and dark red and blue, and then there has to be little sparkles at the end and French tips and Italian bottoms. It's what is this? What are you doing? Why are you doing that to your tiny little nails? And then they think it's attractive. They actually show people their nail. Look at my nails. Oh, you painted them. Yes, aren't they beautiful? Why did you get paint on your nails by mistake? What happened? No, this is I went down to the nail place where they don't speak English. And they painted my nails.
That is a work of art.
What are you supposed to say? My response is really this. I have no problem with it. When someone says, "Oh, look at my nail. I got my nails done. Look at my nails." My response is, "Ugh. Oh, get those away from me." Some people actually have their toenails painted. That is a futile experience because I can't. I don't care about your damn feet. I never look down unless I'm incredibly depressed. I'll never see your feet. For me to actually see your toenails painted is a far stretch. And if I did, I would think that I actually think that your feet are bleeding. I actually think by mistake you walked into the side of the refrigerator and you've damaged your toes, and now they're all discolored. They're black and blue and red, and somehow you got sparkles on them. It's just, I just don't understand things. I don't know how they occurred or why they still are occurring now. I can understand way back in history when people were just stupid. They would look up in the sky and see stars and think that they were warriors and Roman gods. Okay, whatever. Some people thought that the earth was flat. Okay, I guess you didn't like have a satellite or anything. I guess you didn't know. I guess you thought everybody was falling off of the side of it, you know, into oblivion. Now we know the world is round. There is still a society on this planet. Oh my God. There's still a society that still thinks that the earth is flat. I don't know if they're kidding, but if they're serious, they are the ones that should be falling off of it. Oh, Lord, Lordy, Lordy. We're supposed to be smarter now. So I understand in history where we were just dumb. Do you know that more than half the people in this country, and I don't have the numbers on this survey, I'm aware of it. More than half the people in this country think that dinosaurs and human beings were on the planet at the same time. You may even think that because no one talked to you about this before and because you watched the Flintstones and thought that was a documentary. Dinosaurs and human beings did not exist at the same time. Period. End of story. I don't know if there are any dinosaur stories in the Bible. I don't think so. They did not exist at the same time. And most people that I tell this information to, actually, I can see the expression on their face, they didn't know that. They thought dinosaurs and cavemen and cave women, to be perfectly, you know, that they existed at the same time, and that human beings were running down the street, with the dinosaurs chasing them, and that Jurassic Park was actually, again, a true depiction of something going haywire like it did back in history. They never existed on the planet at the same time. Why? Because the dinosaurs fell off the flat Earth at the edge. Oh, man. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah, so I don't understand kids that get their face painted. Ooh, Ron, you're going back to that? Well, yeah, I mean, I just got off the track there. That's all. That's all that happened. I'm like a train that got derailed. I'm like an Amtrak train going from Boston to New York. Yeah, I don't understand that. When I see a child with their face painted, I think that the parents should be arrested for child abuse. Because that's abusive. Walking around with their face painted. And here's the funny part about getting your face painted. You can't even enjoy it yourself unless you have a mirror. You don't even know. Did someone paint my face? I can't see it. Look in the mirror. Oh my God, somebody turned me into some type of a warrior. Yeah, you're like a Viking with lipstick. I mean, seriously, stop it with the face painting. It's just stop that. I don't even know what it means. Ay, there's so many things I don't understand. I don't understand Ash Wednesday. What the hell's up with that? Look, I'm not a real religious guy. I know what Ash Wednesday means. But at the same time, I don't understand in public if you're being religious on that particular day or whether you got some schmutz on your face. And I will literally go up to somebody who has that little dirt mark on their forehead between their eyes. And I say, excuse me, you don't know me, but you got some schmutz on your face. I don't know. Did you do some gardening today? You got dirt on your face. Can I wipe that off for you? No, I'm religious. It's Ash Wednesday. Oh, okay. Fine. Then how about food in your beard Thursday? Oh, jeez. Come on, man. Yeah, I went to church and the priest put dirt on my forehead. Oh, okay. Yeah, I totally understand. I totally understand that. Oh, man. It's like I shit my pants. Hey, Ron, you got crap in your pants. Did you shit your pants? No, it's shit your pants Friday. I'm very religious. I went to church, and I won't tell you the rest of the story.
Wow. So you're not going to clean up that stuff running out of your pants?
No. It's religious. I'm suffering. I'm suffering for all the Jews that suffered.
What are you talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Ash Wednesday. I mean, I get the reason why. I just don't understand why we still do that. Maybe it's from kindergarten when you answered a question correctly in kindergarten, the kindergarten teacher would put a little star on your forehead right where the ash should be. Yeah, what does a kid do if they went to school and they got a little star on their forehead, but it's Ash Wednesday? Would the star cover up the ash? Is that sacrilegious? I'm very confused. I'm very confused. I don't know. I don't understand that stuff. I just don't understand it. I called up somebody. They weren't there, apparently, and that's the problem. The phone rang, and it went to a voice message. And on the voice message, this person said, "Hi, I'm not here right now, but if you leave a message, I'll call you back." Oh. You're not here right now. No, I'm not here. I'm not here right now. It's just an odd thing to say. Hi, I'm Bob. I'm not here. I know you're not Bob. You're a little weird. I would rather say, I can't take your call right now, not that I'm not here. Where is here? What are you talking about? I'm not here. Where are you? I don't know where I am. I'm lost. I'm trying to find myself. I'm not here. Are you over there? No, I'm not there.
Where are you? I don't know. I'm not here. I know that. Well, if you're not here, where are you? I'm over here. No, you're not. You said you weren't here. I'm over there. It's just too confusing for me. I don't know where the hell you are, and I don't really care. I just wanted to call and say hi. I didn't know you weren't there. And by the way, with cell phones, that doesn't work anymore. You're always here. You're just not answering the phone. Or your phone's turned off, or something's wrong, or maybe you're in Siberia and you have bad, you don't have 5G or 4G or 3G. You're still working on 1G. I have no idea what your problem is, but you are there. No, I'm here. Oh, God. It's Abbott and Costello. Here we go. I don't understand that either. Here's another thing I don't understand. I got a coupon on my cell phone, which is odd in itself. I don't understand that part of it. It was for Bed Bath & Beyond, and it was for 20% off. 20% off what? Well, anything in the store. Obviously, when you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, you must buy the most expensive thing in the store. It's the only way you can get your money's worth. Not that you were going to go into that store and buy anything in the first place, but now that you have a coupon, you're on your way to the store. It works, huh? Good marketing scheme. I just don't understand the store itself. I don't understand the title of it. I think there was once a Bed and Bath. I think that was the name of the store. And in the store, you found items in the store that were for the bathroom or the bedroom. And I thought, okay, that's a specialty store. I get it. It's like Staples is a store that only has Staples. I get that. So, and Dick's Sporting Goods is the only place you'll find. Ooh, what do you find in there? Anyway, and the reason that you go to BJ's. What? That doesn't make sense either. So Bed and Bath decided, well, you know, we should expand. Well, what do you want to sell besides, how about Bed, Bath, and Kitchen? Ooh, that would work too. Everybody needs stuff for the kitchen. Hey, where are the spoons? Oh, we should buy some more spoons. Let's go to Bed, Bath, and Spoons. This direct stuff is very good, actually, because when you think of needing something for the bed or the bath, where do you go? Better Bath. Bed, Bath, or Spoons. So then, well, now Bed, Bath, and Kitchen, it's good, but what? That's still limiting. How about Bed, Bath, Kitchen, and Garage? How about that? Now we're just naming rooms in a house. This isn't working out. Bed, Bath, and what can we say beyond that? Ah, that's a good title. Bed, Bath, and That. Yeah, but not good enough. We want to sell everything, but we want people to come in specifically. How do we do that? Hey, I have an idea. How about Bed, Bath, and Beyond? Beyond what? Well, beyond that. Bed, Bath, and Beyond That? No, just Bed, Bath, and Beyond. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why are you so specific about the bed and the bath, and then you blow the whole specific thing and go, and all the other stuff too? That's weird, man. That'll never work. No, it won't. But the only way we can make it work is to send out coupons. Wow, that's a good idea. It doesn't. It makes no sense whatsoever. It just doesn't make sense. Sometimes I'll go to a Bed Bath & Beyond and just stand in the middle of the floor and look confused, and one of the store people will come over and say, excuse me, you look confused, can I help you? Yeah, I see where your bed and your bath things are. I'm looking more for Beyond. Where's the Beyond stuff? I'm sorry, sir, you're going to have to be more specific. So will you. You need to be more specific, too. I'm shopping for Beyond, apparently. Where are the underpants? No, sir. This is Bed, Bath, and Beyond. We don't have underpants. Yes, you're supposed to.
because it's not for the bed and it's not for the bath. It's for the pants. It's wear the underpants. You said beyond. This is well beyond the bed and the bath. So wear the underpants. We don't sell underpants, sir. Well, then this is a scam. I have a coupon, 20% off. I'm not leaving here without underpants because they are beyond what you think you sell. Therefore, I want them. Ooh, wow. Bed Bath & Beyond actually has a gift registry. If you know somebody who's getting married, and if you do, please talk to them about it first before they delve into that little adventure. they have a gift registry. I don't understand what that means. I'm not familiar with the term nor with the concept. Now let's Bob and Kathy are getting married. Let's get them some towels.
That's a great idea. They'll love it.
You don't do it. The weddings are not that anymore. That used to be when a couple got married. You got them a slow cooker, a crock pot. Millennials don't understand what a crock pot is. I have to say slow cooker. They may get that. A crock pot, they have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. Except for the smart millennials. But, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, you don't get a wedding couple for their wedding. You don't get them an item anymore. You don't get them towels. You don't get them a crock pot. You don't get them a loofah, whatever the fuck that is. You give them money. You give them money and let them buy their own damn stuff. Going to a wedding, the wedding gift is basically paying admission price because it's a check or it's cash or something, and basically you're paying for your meal. I don't really understand. I don't really understand that whole concept of wedding. I was in the wedding business for many, many years. I was a midwife. I would stand up there at the altar in the place of the groom if the groom didn't show up, and I was the midwife husband. That's not a thing, by the way. I just made that up. It's just another way to make money. Anyway, yeah. There are so many things I don't understand. I got a call yesterday. I have a house phone, by the way. Yes, I do. The only reason that I have a house phone is because I have Comcast as a cable provider. I haven't admitted that in public in many, many years because it's just embarrassing. It shows a lack of creativity on my part. Also, a complete willingness to be taken by a large corporation. But I do have Comcast, and they provide my cable service, such as it is, with 400 channels of pure unadulterated crap. I have internet, which is fairly good. I have a good internet speed. I can get from here to Chicago in about 3 minutes. And it also comes with what they call voice, which is a house phone. So, and that's called a bundle. That's a new thing that's been around for a while. It's bundling. You get one thing and you get another thing with it, and it's supposedly a little bit less money, but it's really not because there's no coupon. So I have a house phone. I know. I don't tell people that. Ron, what's your phone number? Well, I'll tell you what my cell is. I don't tell my house phone number. That's supposed to be private. My house phone is just for people that know me. And for family members that want to call me up and say something's horribly wrong. When the house phone rings, you know, you're supposed to get nervous. Uh-oh, it's the house phone. This could be serious. Now, when the house phone rings, chances are it's a telemarketer. I pay great attention to that caller ID. If it's anything from Washington, D.C., I don't answer it. Not that I'm against the government. It's just usually a political thing or somebody trying to sell me something or some magazine subscription to something I don't read anyway, and then I can't get out of it. It's like a gym membership. Once you sign up, the devil has you for the rest of your existence. So I don't, I've got one of those call blockers, and you press this red button on this tiny little machine, and if it's a spam call, which is a call asking you about spam, that luncheon meat stuff that you buy in the supermarket, how did it become an unwanted phone call? How did that happen? Why did they call an unwanted phone call spam? Why is an unwanted email or why is that spam? What does that have to do with that spicy ham lunch meat that comes in a can that nobody eats? Is it because nobody wants either of those things? I don't know why. I don't know why. By the way, I have Facebook pages. I have quite a few of them. I'm on the Instagram thing, which sounds like an oatmeal that you make very quickly because you don't have time. I'm on Instagram. What's that thing? What's Instagram? The one that you have bunny ears automatically? Which one is that? I don't know. Bunnygram? I don't know which one it is. I'm not on TikTok because I don't understand it. Apparently on TikTok, everything that you do video-wise has to be vertical, not horizontal, which is not proper. And you have to make an ass out of yourself. There's a TikTok thing. I read about this, and this is true. This is honestly true. Look this up. There's a TikTok challenge. Sounds dangerous. TikTok challenge, and it's to kids, usually middle school grade age. And it challenges the kids to go into their school bathrooms and vandalize it and record it on video and send it to TikTok. That's the challenge. Do you find that that's not right? Do you find that that's possibly a wrong thing? Do you understand that vandalizing a school bathroom is illegal, can put you in jail unless you video it and put it on the TikTok app? I don't understand. I stand here in the middle of my life not understanding what's going on. What's wrong with all of you? I'm not on TikTok. I don't get it. Well, I get it, but I don't want it. I am inundated by things that make no sense. And yet we do them anyway. We do them anyway. President Biden stood in front of the United Nations. It was the first time since his presidency that he addressed them, stood there, did a fine, incredible message to all the United Nations representatives throughout the world, saying that it's time for us to work together to be a strong globe, a strong earth, to preserve the environment and our planet, to end wars, to settle things diplomatically, to together fight the coronavirus. So this is a world effort. It affects the world, not just one country. And really the rah-rah a thing about good and love and peace for the entire globe. And I heard it, and it was wonderful, but at the same time, I felt like yelling into the TV screen on which I was watching and said, Biden, I get what you're doing, but do you understand? You're talking to a bunch of morons. And I use that term loosely because some people are really, you know, challenged mentally. So are these people. Countries are not going to work with you, Joe Biden. Give it another shot. I get it. It's good to spread the word, but you don't understand. Some of these countries, many of them, are just totally whack-jobbed. But thank you for the effort nonetheless. Ladies and gentlemen, I am out of time for today. I have talked a blue streak. I don't understand what that means either. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show, but until that time occurs, you're on your own, and I wish you peace.